Would you like to support Radio Labyrinth? It's very simple. Just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. For as little as $1 a month, you can help me keep money in my pocket, which means I can put gas in my shitty car, drive to the studio, and then edit the podcast. Again, patreon.com/TimAndrews. Thanks.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
The lady'll have a Bacardi on the rocks.
For the gentleman, vodka martini, shaken, not stirred.
What is that?
That's my little octopus.
When one is in Egypt, one should delve deeply into its treasures.
You slept well?
A little restless, but I got off eventually.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
That's putting it mildly, 007.
I must warn you. I'm Roger Moore. Roger Moore.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Everybody, welcome to episode 21 of Radio Labyrinth, season 2. My name is Tim. There's Jeff.
Howdy.
Steph.
What up?
Ira.
Hey.
Got an abbreviated show tonight, recording it on a Wednesday instead of a Monday like we normally do. But we're here having a very stressful week. Another stressful week next week because we're moving to Tucker. Moving out of Midtown Atlanta into one of the suburbs on the eastern side of the city.
Moving on out.
It's fun. It's going to be fun.
Moving on out.
It's going to be a great adventure.
Moving sucks.
Yeah, moving does suck.
You're doing everything yourself, I guess?
Fucking truck's going to cost an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The house costs an arm. Everything costs an arm and a fucking leg. But we're going to get there.
But
so.
On the flip side, you don't have to walk the dogs anymore.
No, we have a backyard.
Just let them out in the yard.
So backyard, you got that.
Just get out of here.
Then you got to go pick it up.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Well, you should. You should.
But you don't have
to. I'm scatterbrained. Ira, I'm glad to see you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So glad to see you guys.
Gang's all here.
So let's get started.
Let's release your stress, man. This is like our Thursday night poker, you know?
Oh, I would love to be playing Thursday night poker.
I'm just saying, let's just relax, smoke some cigars, and, you know.
Ira, I listened to Fresh Air today.
You did? Oh,
Aziz Ansari.
Yeah.
Talking about season 2 of his show.
Oh, I binged it like a motherfucker.
Was it good? You already watched
so
it all?
So good, yes. I watched all of it in like 2 days.
What's it called again?
Master of None.
Master of None. Did you watch the episode with the pork, or was that from season 1?
No, it was season 2.
Yeah, his mom is like, but you get auntie will be mad.
Yeah,
but he told the whole story about how that came to be, and then also the story about how his friend was a lesbian and how he went out of his way to find people of color to be in the show and also direct it. But yeah. I just thought Ira would be
impressed. I want to watch this to see his cousin Harris.
Is his cousin Harris on the show?
Yeah, he's in season 2.
I love the interview. You know, Aziz is talking about how he put the show together, and he just really loves his family, and his mom and dad are in it because they want to hang out with him.
Exactly. Well, that's the part I heard today. I was making dinner, I was listening to it. He's like, you know, my parents still have regular jobs. Is his dad a doctor or
something? His dad is a gastroenterologist, and his mom runs the office.
And she's like, well, you know, we have to take our vacation time to come do this show.
Right.
We just want to be with you.
You know, one of my favorite parts in all of the episodes was, you know, he's struggling with dating, and then he shows you, like, all the nightmares that he goes through with these dating apps and everything. Eric Wareheim directs a lot of these episodes.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. And
are he and Tim Heidecker no longer working together?
I don't know. I don't know if they're not working together.
Because that Tim Heidecker show is terrible.
The Decker show, I know you said that. But he's still a good actor in other things.
Yeah, he is. But that show is just unwatchable.
But anyway, there's this one scene where they show him on a series of dates, and they're all terrible, but there's just this one that's going so perfect, and it ends up with him and this girl in bed, and they're getting ready to have sex. I mean, everything's been great. And so she says, get a condom out of that jar, and he rolls over, and it's a black mammy jar.
What? A black mammy, Joe. What's a black mammy?
Like a Aunt Jemima, like a mammy.
Oh.
Like a racist.
Yeah, and she's white. And so he's like, but he still gets the condom and he has sex with her anyway. And so then after.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't you?
So then afterwards, as he's getting dressed, he says to her, hey, what's up with the jar? And she's like, what do you mean? He's like, it's kind of racist. And she was like, so you thought I was racist, but you still had sex with me anyway. And he's like, yeah, I guess that does reflect poorly on me.
Yeah.
That's like a Curb Your Enthusiasm right there.
Yeah. Was she racist?
She said it was a gift from somebody. She never thought about it being racist. It was just a gift from somebody, and
a mammy jar.
He's like, have you ever had any black people over? Am I the darkest person that's ever seen this? And she said, yeah. And he goes, well, it is racist. And she said, get out.
Well, good. She should have thrown him out. She's not racist. She just has a black mammy doll.
Well, it was kind of strange to have a big black mammy jar full of condoms anyway on your nightstand. So,
I think he's being sexist, but it's funny anyway.
Yeah.
So, where are you guys on all the shows? First of all, let's just talk about, more important than what we've been watching, because Jeff and I don't know about Ira, thought American Gods and what The Leftovers were both filler shows.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, I don't have Stars, but I can talk Leftovers.
Okay. So let's start with Leftovers then.
I don't think it was a filler show at all. I don't know why you guys thought that.
It didn't move the story forward one iota.
Not a bit. Not a bit.
How do you not see that it moved the story forward?
Because it was boring and it didn't further the story.
We're talking leftovers.
It doesn't. Yeah. It didn't show anybody dying.
Yeah.
It hinted.
She dextered at the end.
That Carrie Coon's character died, and it hinted that
right.
What's her name? Died? The
she
wife?
She definitely died. I mean, she all but, because she did an interview on HBO on their website that pretty much basically said, that's it, I'm dead.
Yeah.
The character's dead. She did kill herself.
Yeah, but they're not going to say it till next week, so
didn't you, like, hear her turning the air off?
Worthless.
Something like that.
But, what a horrible way to die.
Well, but, I thought it was great. I loved how they opened it up and you finally saw what caused her to step into the guilty remnant, which we never saw that before. Mm-hmm.
Well, because the baby disappeared.
Knew that, though. That was
she couldn't help that lady.
Right. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
And that's what caused her. And we never saw her suicide attempt.
But why did she kill herself? I don't understand why she killed herself at the end.
Me neither. And then I thought talking to her daughter on the phone.
And why wouldn't you just wait and see what happens on Thursday when the apocalypse is supposed to happen?
I think it's whenever she said to Kevin before she left him, she's like, we're all gone anyway. Like,
right, but why wouldn't you just wait and see what happens?
I think she just didn't want to see if Kevin was going to make it or not.
Is this show going to lost us?
Yeah. Yes.
It is.
I'm going to be fucking pissed.
It is going to last.
Well, they show Nora, we know that Nora's old at some point because they showed that at the beginning.
Right.
And the last episode is called The Book of Nora. So I think he's going to tie it up somehow.
I hope so.
I feel like we're going to have an ending and Nora's going to play a big part in that. And what is this thing? Are they going to find out whatever the hell her and her brother Matt are down there? Is that thing just a big suicide machine that they're putting people into?
Who knows?
There's an easier way they could have done it. And I think that thing is real.
I mean, it could be.
I think it's going to take them to where all the,
the hotel.
The people went.
To the hotel. What hotel?
That hotel where he goes when he dies. He goes into that hotel.
Oh, so they're all going
to
go there?
Yeah. That's the thing. What if he gets to that hotel and Lori's there?
Hmm.
Isn't that going to fuck him up?
Probably.
Because then he's going to know Lori's dead.
And he's going to make one of his weird faces. It wasn't a terrible episode. No. None of them have been terrible. It's just boring. Well, I thought it was boring.
That bummed me out, man. All that suicide stuff.
Yeah.
It was a bummer.
I was texting you guys earlier in the week, and then with Chris Cornell, and then with that episode, and then just been a bummer.
What's his
week,
face's
man.
Daughter from, Zack Snyder's daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that too. Bummed me out.
American Gods was also not really very good. I thought that was bad.
I liked it.
I did not like it.
I liked her whole
story. The only
story.
Thing I liked were the gods, the gods of death. Well, the Egyptian god, the one who's writing all the tales down, they show up and find her.
Yeah.
And they put her arm back on. But other than that, I don't really care. I was kind of bored.
Well, they're going to use her.
Yeah.
She's going to be used in some kind of way.
You know what I would do if I found a dead lady who's hot.
You're stupid.
What? What would you do?
I'd bang the shit out of her.
Please tell us.
Yes.
Especially with the shit out of her. I mean, seriously, though, that's what I texted you guys. I mean, like, she could have courtesy flushed while she was sitting there crapping her brains out with a formaldehyde.
That was just embalming fluid.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't poop.
Yeah, it wasn't poop.
What kind of shows are you guys watching here?
This is American Gods. And then for the wife, how she was like, I'm a very spiteful, bitter, what if she buried Dane Cook with his own dick
with
shoved
dick
up his ass?
Yeah, that's great, though. Oh, Dane Cook's casting. Actually good.
Yeah.
Huh? Dane Cook's good. I don't know why.
You hate that character in the book, and I was like, and I hate Dane Cook in real life, so I was like, when he got cast as that character, I was like, yeah, it's perfect casting.
Aw, but he's not bad.
No, he was good in
no,
that
he
role.
Was good at it.
You really do hate him?
Why does he get such a bad rap? Because there a lot of people say
for
that.
For the joke stealing.
He's just a douche.
Yeah, he's a joke. He was alleged joke thief. But, you know, one of the things that people hated about him is he got popular really fast because of MySpace. He was one of those guys.
Well, it's
because
chicks, like.
Right, he was hot.
They didn't give one fuck if he was funny or not.
Right.
He's not funny at all.
I'll hand it to him.
Ever.
He's getting laid and he's got a ton of cash.
I know, but he's not funny.
I give it up to him. He went on Louis' show.
Uh-huh.
He did that whole episode of Louis.
It was like a real story.
He let Louis pants him basically on that show. I mean, come on. You got to give it up to him. That was
true.
There's a good,
some fucking balls to do that.
There's a good YouTube channel that I watch called Looper. Any of you guys watch it?
Mm-mm.
And they do little videos about different actors and they're like, why so-and-so won't get hired anymore? And they just did a Dane Cook one and it was pretty good. You know, and why Dane Cook is, you know, no longer popular.
So what happened?
Well, he made movies that bombed. Well, and you make movies that bombed, you're a pariah and nobody cares.
He was great in Waiting, though.
Yeah. I mean, he's not bad. I don't think he's funny stand-up wise, but I don't think he's
bad.
Like
he's a better actor.
He's a much better actor than he is stand-up.
I don't think he's that hot. I've never thought he was hot. Everything is wet.
Yeah, it's wet all right.
chick just wanted that super finger. Of his that he did.
He did a couple of good, not Jerky Boys, but Crank Anchors calls.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, they're really funny. Anyway. did you guys watch Fargo?
Yes. You know what?
That
Leftovers in Fargo is blending to me.
I know.
Is
I
it
agree.
Because of Carrie Coon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Carrie Coon. But the Fargo episode was really good, I thought.
Fargo with the balls in the dude's cup.
Oh,
and his whole schvance down in the cup.
Have we even talked about David Thewlis yet? Thewlis?
He's the breakout character of the season, but he's not like Billy Bob Thornton breakout.
But he is fucking great, though.
Yeah, I know.
Come
he's
on.
A great character.
He is fantastic.
That's a scary motherfucker.
I keep waiting for him to turn into a werewolf.
Yeah,
he
me too.
Does.
Harry. Because he was in Harry Potter. He was he was the werewolf.
But he does seem to be very unnerved by the IRS guy.
Yeah, he does.
Even though he's like, take the fake books, but that still did seem to trip him up a little bit that guy's there.
Right.
Well, and that guy's from Legion, right?
Yeah, they didn't like it when the cops showed up either.
No, they sure did not.
Yeah.
I love that he made him drink his piss.
That was like, what's that actor's name who was...
I don't know. He was in Boardwalk Empire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He played... played the guy who threw the World Series.
Right.
The Black Sox World Series.
Yeah, Rothstein.
Rothstein. I was close. Come on, I had gold.
Yes, and speaking of Boardwalk, Shea Whigham as the...
Yes!
He's so good as that.
I know, he's such a dick. Shea Whigham is the new chief of police.
So do you think he's paid off by Varga and them? That's why he keeps telling her?
No, I think he just wants...
He's just a dick.
Yeah.
He's just an asshole. Yeah, he's just a chauvinist, misogynist. Like, you're stupid ass.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. So what do you think's going to happen next?
I think it's going to end up being everybody gets fucked over. I mean, it's just they're terrible.
I mean, obviously Ray now thinks that Emmett is the one who had Nikki shit kicked out of her.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you guys, and you know, I love violence. I'm crazy about it or whatever. I had to turn the volume down when they were beating the shit out of her.
Oh, I know. It was wet.
It was tough.
And I thought
she was dead.
I was glad she wasn't.
I was glad she wasn't too, because I like watching her.
She's a very attractive young lady.
I just felt like that would have been a bit too much.
Yeah,
if they would have just beat her to death.
And it was too early. I mean, how many episodes are left?
Yeah, it can't even be halfway yet.
No.
Yeah,
because those two were kind of idiots, but they're likable. Yeah, you know, like they're fucking up, but they seem like they're good people.
Oh God, that sex tape.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Did you like the scene when the guy from Halt and Catch Fire got the air conditioner dropped out of his head?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah. He is...
But I did think his, like, his character was a little over the top, dummy guy, though. You know, he was almost too Hicksville. But, yeah, that was pretty crazy. Mm. She timed it out. They're, like, counting. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Push it.
So those are the main shows that I guess all of us are watching. Did you guys watch Twin Peaks?
I did.
So did I.
I watched the first two.
Yeah. I haven't watched 3 and 4.
Yeah,
well, I was just telling them right before we started that I started watching it last night.
Uh-huh.
I got about 25 minutes in, passed out.
Is it?
And then I woke
future?
Up. Right. And then I woke up in the middle of the second episode and watched for like 30 minutes.
Fell asleep again.
Yeah, but it was with that hot chick in the bed with Kyle MacLachlan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but she said...
Well, that's Bob, right?
Who are you talking about?
It's Doppelganger Agent
Doppelganger.
Oh,
Cooper.
It's, right, okay.
Bob.
So it's not really...
You like him with the
Cooper.
Long hair or what?
I don't... So I told Timmy he reminds me of Jim Ignatowski from,
yes,
Taxi.
He does.
From Taxi.
Yeah, totally.
It's you want to kill Laura Palmer? Okie doke.
Now, Jeff, it surprises me. We weren't really hanging out when this show came out in, what, 90 or 91? 90, I think. You didn't get into it. You didn't dig it.
No, I like Wild at Heart. That's a great fucking movie. But
yeah,
that's
it's my favorite Lynch movie.
That's the only Lynch movie?
You don't like Blue Velvet?
Blue Velvet's okay. But Wild at Heart's my favorite.
Wild at Heart is a great movie. Yeah.
I like Lost Highway.
Sailor!
I love Lost Highway. I also love Mulholland Drive.
Eric was talking about that the other day.
Yeah, he loves David Lynch.
Yeah.
But anyway, oh yeah, thanks to Eric for being on the show last week.
Yeah, that was such a great episode.
That was fun.
Mulholland Drive has one of the best lesbian scenes ever. But anyway, that's beside the point.
I know.
And then she cries after, and you're like, yes!
Going to Mr. Skin.
Well, that was the first time anybody saw Naomi Watts, really.
Yeah, but she's the one who cries. She's, oh.
I know.
Why did she cry?
She felt guilty.
She felt guilty for dyking
out.
Lezzing out?
Oh, I shouldn't have said dyking out.
Tim.
Lezzing out.
Neither are proper.
That's not the proper nomenclature.
Dude, lesbian Americans. Lesbian Americans, please.
Talking about Finnish dames.
Talking about dames, yo. So it surprised me. Why didn't you get into Twin Peaks?
I just never got into the old series when it was on. I did not give one fuck.
No.
Well, see, never.
I tried it years later because I was such a... I became a Lynch fan because of his movies. And I was like, well, I never watched it when it was on. It's Lynch. I got to love it. Let me go back and check it out. Couldn't get into it.
Hmm.
Well, I liked the movie.
I liked the movie, too.
I wonder what it was on opposite back in the day. What was
God, I don't even remember what night of the week it was on. Mm-mm. You'd probably find out.
I didn't watch it back then.
On the computer.
What were the years that it was on? It was like late 80s?
2 years. No, it was 90 and 91, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
A long time ago.
Do you like it?
Yeah. It's interesting. The thing I like about it, and I've said this on the Von Hessler Doctrine, is that you have to watch it like you're watching a TV show, a drama from the 70s. The pacing of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first of all, it's David Lynch, so it's surreal and dreamlike and all that. But you have to pay attention, and when he'll do things like show, a train track, a railroad crossing, and he just had the camera on that for like 30 seconds, which is an eternity. And then the train goes by, and then they cut to the bar that's on the other side of the tracks. That kind of thing, if I'm watching it with that perspective. The story, I can't figure it out.
And why do you think he would do something like that?
Do what?
Have that such long of a shot and then have the train. Is it just artistic stuff or is that supposed to represent something?
Could be either. You know, Eric was telling me there's a scene in one movie where they have an old man crossing the road and they just show him. So.
Well,
it's in a bank.
Well, and then they have like, I like the one scene whenever they have the one chick that was in, it's been in a lot of his movies, the fuck me, Reggie. And they show the TV and then the images in the mirror behind her.
How about the inbreds?
Just the way that he shoots it, the inbreds.
The inbred people that he, it's a Bob, Agent Cooper's doppelganger. See, Agent Cooper's trapped in whatever that's called.
Non-existent world.
Well, now he's in the non-existent world, but he's in the whatever the thing is called. I forget what it's called.
The room.
Yeah, the room.
Right.
The red room. So he's in there, and his doppelganger, the bad guy, is out, and they have to bring him back, and so Agent Cooper can go. But the weird thing is they haven't really gotten to Twin Peaks much.
Yeah, they've been doing this other thing.
You got Hawk walking around looking for shit, but...
And there was a trip whenever that alien came out and just, like, ripped those
people's faces
off.
Yeah.
They were banging on that couch.
That chick was in Californication in the first season. He banged her.
Yes, that's who I was. She was the punch in the face.
Yes, she punched him in the
face.
Yeah, and then her dad was going to marry his ex-wife.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know. I'm like, I feel like I don't do enough drugs anymore to truly, truly enjoy the show.
I don't know that you have to do drugs.
I don't know. I feel like when I used to like David Lynch movies, I used to do a lot of more
things.
And then, so like you could really get into it. Because I remember Wild at Heart.
You had that face mask that you would inhale the nitrous.
You fucking look at me.
Well, everybody knows Wild at Heart was like the best acid movie. Everybody knows
that. I never watched movies on acid. How could you pay attention to a movie?
What?
Oh, I couldn't do it.
Oh, good Lord.
Uh-uh.
That was like one of my favorite things to do.
I watched Yellow Submarine one time when I was tripping.
Yeah, I did that too.
And
the first time I ever tripped, I watched Falcon and the Snowman.
You did? What, did you come home from the Edie Brickell concert and you're still tripping?
Yep.
Yeah.
Stayed up all night.
Falcon and the Snowman. Oh my God!
What a horrible movie! It's so depressing.
What a waste of.
I had no idea the extent of the lie, the level of the deception. Australia is not the only one of our allies being deceived.
Jesus!
How long has this been going on? It's only a little bit. How much?
How much?
You just probably couldn't stop. That was the thing. Like, you wanted to shut it off, and you just physically could not shut the TV off.
Right.
Chris Makepeace is in that movie.
Yep.
Yeah, Chris Makepeace. Remember him from My Bodyguard?
Yes, of course. Chris
Makepeace,
yes.
What happened to that guy?
Woody the Wabbit.
Yes.
I don't know what happened to him.
He just, you know, look at him. He wasn't a star. He didn't have star quality.
Michael Ironside's in it at the end. You fucking come true. You ever see that movie?
No.
Falcon and the Snowman?
No.
You'd probably like it. It's, who is it? Timothy Hutton.
Yeah.
Sean Penn.
Sounds very 80s.
Bunch of other people.
Yeah.
Laurie Singer, is that who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was hottie.
Laurie Singer?
Timothy Hutton. Turk 182.
That's not a bad movie.
I love that movie.
I love that. Taps.
Taps. God, that was a Taps good I loved. Movie.
Fucking Tom Cruise losing. It's beautiful, man! It's beautiful, man!
That was like an ensemble movie with like a bunch of people that we knew, right?
Yeah, one of Jeff's favorite actors is in that movie.
C. Thomas Howell?
No.
Is Chris Penn or Sean Penn in that?
The guy from Californication, Evan Handler.
Oh, Evan Handler. Yeah.
When he had hair.
I found out what was on opposite Twin Peaks, and it was nothing.
What?
Married with Children repeats.
Really?
That's what I was watching.
So it was on Sundays?
All-Star TV bloopers. Yeah, the first one anyway. I don't know if everyone aired on Sundays, because like I said, I didn't watch it. But
yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Well, we didn't
so
have Fox then, so you couldn't have watched The Simpsons.
We didn't have Fox in 1990?
No, Mansfield didn't get Fox until 93 or 94.
Really?
No, they didn't get Fox until 95.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
My God, you guys were behind the times.
I don't know why they didn't. Well, there were no Fox affiliates, and they couldn't get the station out of New York because they were carrying WOR and WPIX.
I mean, I was in rural West Virginia. I mean, backwoods country. We had Fox in 1988.
They, in fact, were showing on other channels, other network. It was crazy. They just didn't have fun.
So you didn't get to watch Get a Life with Chris Elliott? You missed all that?
No, I didn't see it.
I saw Get a Life.
You should go back.
Well, I've seen it.
I have all the DVDs.
I went back, baby.
I went back, Jerry.
It was gold.
So some sad news. Let's pivot. Sad news.
Wait, you want to pivot to sad?
Sad.
I thought we talked sad already.
Black Hole Sun.
Yeah.
Everybody knows who died, but Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
The
bummer,
fuck?
Man.
That was a bummer.
It's a week today.
It was a bummer, you know, what he did to himself.
Well, how did he die? I mean, did he kill himself? Was it autoerotic asphyxiation?
No, he speculated, but
yeah. He hung himself.
He hung himself. Okay. Was he high on drugs?
Did you guys watch that last concert?
No.
It was horrible.
Was it? So he was fucked up during the show.
He was definitely fucked up. He was not playing well at all. And in fact, the only time where you even saw a glimmer of him was the last song in when they covered Led Zeppelin's In My Time of Dying, and that was almost like he was just saying goodbye, you know. Yeah, it was fucked
that
up.
That sucks.
Well, what's with the call to his wife where he just sent it all, you know, she said he was sounding slurring, but he was just talking about whatever.
He just said, I'm so tired. I'm just tired.
What was he tired of? I mean, what?
I think he was just tired of doing it. I have a theory, just because, you know, all these
Does
years.
Does it involve the Hollywood star whackers?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
You're such a butthole. I have a theory. You know, I mean, he had a very traumatic whole thing, you know, starting with Andy Wood from Mother Love Bone. I mean, that was his roommate.
Right. Yeah.
And he overdosed on heroin back in 91, right? And that's why he wrote Say Hello to Heaven. He wrote it for him. And I didn't realize that his girlfriend kept Andy Wood on life support until Chris Cornell got back from tour. Did not unplug him because he kept it. And he said that was really hard on him. Like, he wished she would not have kept him alive just for him.
Yeah.
So that always fucked him up. And then, you know, after that, Cobain and him weren't close. That wasn't a big deal. But Lane Staley, that shit really messed him up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Weiland, that messed him up. He was kind of close with him.
And what about Nirvana Boy?
He wasn't close with Cobain.
No.
That really wasn't a big deal to him. But
such a drug culture up there in the Pacific Northwest.
I was thinking the other day that the 90s rock and roll is dead.
Yeah.
It's all dead. Foo Fighters. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of like that.
Well, you know, Pearl Jam is still out there.
That's true.
He changed. They went a totally different direction. Right, you know, they're like folk rock. Mm-hmm. It's like a totally different thing.
He's playing ukulele, for God's sakes.
Some folks have none, others have
But you know, it was like around 97 when Soundgarden ended, and his drinking and everything was completely out of control, and he had that horrible divorce. It was awful. And then he cleaned himself up. He met a new lady. 2002, he hooked up with Audio Slave, and then they had a great run.
They were good.
They had a really good run in the 2000s, and he had been sober like all that time. All the interviews I watched with him, he was always about never looking back, always moving forward, always moving forward. And then he put out that horrible album in 2010, that solo thing that he did with Timbaland.
That's what we had. We had him in the studio then, I think.
Is that what it was?
Well, it might have been earlier than that. We had him on the regular guy
show. So you met him?
Yeah, he was real nice.
Oh, my God, Tim. You met him?
Yeah. I have a picture somewhere, but I can't find it. I've been looking.
God, he's such a rock guy. Well, I think, you know, that thing failed. And I think that he went against, like, what he'd always done, which was move forward. And then he went back. He went back with Soundgarden. And I think him going back and trying to redo that stuff again, and it's not the same. You know, you're like 50 years old trying to play Rusty Cage and shit like that. It's like Robert Plant always said about how Jimmy Page and them, they were always breaking his balls about getting Led Zeppelin back together. And Robert Plant says, there's like times in your life for shit. And then, you know, there's times when you say, that was then. Right. You just got to fucking move on. You don't look back. So
it's Plant that won't do it.
Do it. Plant's always been like, no, that was that time and it's done.
What a dummy. Look at all the money.
I think
pass up all that
because he can't hit those notes anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to go out there and embarrass himself. And
so he does a folk album with Allison
Krauss. I think
I'm
with him on that.
Nobody wants to see that.
I get it.
Yeah.
However, Chris Cornell did the introduction to Heart in 2013 at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
When they were inducted.
Yeah.
And then in that performance, Ann Wilson still hits all those notes pretty well.
Yeah, she does.
I'm supposed to be interviewing her. It won't happen tomorrow. We have
to
move it. Yeah, because we're broadcasting live from Cool Ray Field.
You're getting Ann, no Nancy?
No Nancy. This is Ann's doing a solo show at the Fox Theater.
Ann and Nancy are on the outs.
Yeah, you're not allowed to talk about it in the interview.
Are they?
Yeah. Some family shit.
Yeah. Huh. So her Nancy's, or Nancy, or Ann's husband beat the shit out of Nancy's
husband.
Wait, no, Ann's husband. Ann's husband beat the shit out of Nancy's sons.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. One of her twin sons. Because what happened was,
hey, it takes a village.
Nancy's sons wanted to see Ann's new tour bus.
Yeah.
And Ann's husband said, don't leave the door open or the dogs will run out. Well, one of the kids left the door open. They're 16. And when they did that, Ann's husband grabbed him around the throat, choked him, and started beating his ass. And Nancy called the cops.
Oh.
And it was a big fucking showdown.
Okay.
And,
now I get
it. Yeah, and then Nancy said that Ann's husband never apologized, none of that shit. Ann thought it was bullshit that she called the cops, and they have not been in the same room together. They had to finish that tour, and it was a nightmare. And then since then, they haven't been in the same room together. They've only spoken via text for months now.
So it's months, not years?
It's months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shouldn't let shit like that get between family.
I agree. But I guess her husband, Ann's husband, they Nancy and them claim that he's a real wackadoo.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's too bad.
Yeah,
well, back to Chris Cornell for a second. That was the voice, though.
Oh, my God.
I'm talking with people just about the quintessential rock and roll kick-ass voice. That was it. Chris Cornell was the go-to.
You know, the whole time period, it's like...
Nobody could do that.
No, he has a 4-octave range on his voice?
But it wasn't even the tech. I mean, it was just so strong and ballsy.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
It wasn't metal. It wasn't rock. It was like, I don't know, I don't know. He, to me, he personified, I don't know. I loved his voice.
Ass.
He, and I completely, as soon as, whenever Nirvana came out, I was into him. Yeah. But then over the next couple years, I had the whole grunge uniform. I was all flanneled out, had my Doc Martens. My eyebrows were all pierced up. I looked like a fucking idiot.
I never did
complete imbecile. I'm in Detroit pretending I'm in Seattle the entire time. And that's what really killed me is I can't believe he killed himself in Detroit. Of all places.
Where else are you going to kill yourself?
I mean, I wanted to die so many times in Detroit when I was listening to their music. So I just, I don't know.
Get yourself a Boston cooler and put some booze in it.
I can't find it. I was going to try to play Audio Slave, but I can't find the...
You play Like a Stone.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I went down a rabbit hole with his shit on Saturday, I think it was. Oh, my God. I spent hours listening and
Saturday morning,
watching. And
when I opened up Mary Todd, I did the same thing.
Yeah.
What was one of your favorite?
I just put it on the put it on there. Rusty Cage.
Rusty. Birth Ritual. Mm. Love Birth Ritual.
Yeah, great band.
Jesus Christ Pose. Great shit.
You know, Gene was saying he doesn't like it when people kill themselves, but I was saying, hey, look, sometimes people are sad. Peter Criss was sad. He never killed himself. You remember you said...
No. What I said was more people should probably look at their lives and maybe think about it.
Yeah, but it's sad when people kill themselves. It's depressing. And if people are depressed and they do it, I mean, and you don't know they're depressed, it's just going to be a surprise and a shock. And
I used to say...
Blame the victim is what I'm saying.
Well, you guys are from
It was selfish.
You guys are from the 70s. So do you think that it's like cyclical? Because like... People from the 60s, there was a lot of this business.
They overdosed on heroin and stuff like that. Nobody killed themselves. Like, and Elvis just got fat. And he ate a lot of donuts.
We ate hamburgers, yes.
Gene has never done drugs or alcohol.
Yes, I know he has.
I never believed in that, and this is why. Look what happens.
He's a very, he's a real good guy. So,
I believe in capitalism.
I think that I'm going to do a painting of Chris Cornell.
Oh, really? Yeah. Were you going to use, like, macaroni or...
No, I'm just gonna use tempera paints.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are the non-toxic ones.
Make sure you make at least three or four because we need to put them on for sale on the website.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna make one with everybody's makeup.
Oh,
I'll do a Chris Cornell Ace, Chris Cornell Paul, Chris Cornell Gene, Chris Cornell Peter.
Oh, I want the Peter.
So it'll be Chris Cornell's face. I bet you do. Ha ha ha.
Those are good. She wants to
isolate that.
I want Chris Cornell's Peter.
Yes. Too late. Oh, I saw a meme today that it's just a too soon meme, and I want to talk about it, but I don't want to get in trouble.
Chris Cornell.
Well, this is a podcast.
Memes.
You can do what you do.
We can talk about Roger Moore.
No, come on.
Since Pepe died, can we get the Redbox troll to replace him on 4chan?
Pepe's not dead. He's all over 4chan.
He's dead.
No, just because the guy lost control of that when it became a meme. It's not yours anymore.
I don't like it when you bring things up and then you taunt and you tantalize.
I don't. It's very insensitive to an incident that happened this week.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're talking about the bombing.
Yeah, which is terrible and it's not funny.
I can't hear about it anymore, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm tired of it. I want to hear more about Seth Rich, Sean Hannity, and fucking conspiracy shit. Anyway, we also lost an actress who was in Clerks and then one other movie and then never acted again.
Right.
But what is her name, Jeff?
Lisa Spoonhour.
Did you ever meet her?
No. I always wanted to.
Did they mention what happened there? Because
she's been ill for a long time. I don't know what she had, but...
Get on that mic.
It was something serious.
Yeah, she was 44 years old.
Yeah. That's old.
Now, she was the ex-girlfriend, right?
Yeah, well, she was the one that was getting married to the Asian design major.
Oh, okay.
That ended up sleeping with the guy in the dead guy in the bathroom.
Well, when I first Googled her name, the picture of the other chick, what's her name, Gugano?
Yeah, Marilyn Gigliotti.
Gigliotti kept showing up. I'm like, right. I met her, but that's not the lady who died.
That's not her.
But that was a nice tribute that Kevin Smith posted.
Right.
I haven't seen it.
He's basically saying that when he was looking for an actress to play that part, he went to an acting class, right, and saw her.
Yeah.
Right.
And he said, I think you'd be great for this movie. And she said something like, it's not porn, is it?
Well, after the acting class, he like walked up to her in the parking lot and was like,
oh,
hey, this is going to sound creepy, but I'm making a movie. You want to be in it? And she said, it's not porn, is it?
And then lastly, we lost the great Roger Moore.
Sir.
Sir Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
Love Roger Moore.
Loved him.
I mean, he was my Bond.
Yeah, he's my Bond too. Because we're all that same age. But yeah. he was our Bond.
Mm-hmm. When we were kids, he was our Bond.
Oh, View to a Kill, that was my shit.
Yeah, me too.
Wasn't Grace Slick in that?
Yeah. Grace Jones.
Grace Jones. Yeah, Grace Slick is
Jefferson Grace Airplane.
Yeah,
she was singing White Rabbit.
Yeah, Grace Jones was in it. Who was the who was the guy with the dyed hair? Was it Gary Busey?
No,
it was Christopher Walken.
Yeah, man.
And he had that white wig on, or he dyed his hair white. Yeah,
yeah, he was he was a
great song,
villain.
Duran Duran or Arcadia. Is it Arcadia or Duran Duran?
It was Duran Duran. Okay.
Never Say Never Again was Sean Connery's.
That wasn't even
back.
A James Bond movie.
It wasn't?
No.
What do you mean?
Never Say. Google it, Jeff. Never Say Never Again wasn't a Bond movie.
And officially?
Mm-mm.
Now, what was the one where Roger Moore was, it was like the 70s and he was in the... In the ghetto or something.
That's a Sean Connery, it says.
Huh?
Never Say Never Again is when...
But it's not a Bond movie.
It says it's James Bond's spy film starring Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Mm.
Directed by Irvin Kershner.
Conspiracy.
I'd always heard that it wasn't a Bond movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter because it was Sean Connery. I just remembered when he came back to do that, all I knew was Roger Moore.
Right. So like, who's this old guy?
Oh, my three main ones were A View to a Kill, Octopussy, of course.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was always like a big one, and
I like The Spy Who Loved Me,
for
or From
your
Russia
eyes
with Love.
Only that one.
For your eyes only.
Only for you to be what no one else can be. Oh, Sheena Easton, right?
Yes.
What was the theme to Octopussy?
Oh God,
well, Octopussy, 8 pussies for you to fuck like no one else can fuck, a hole and other things to suck.
I would think they're...
Dr. Pussy.
But I'm glad you brought up Cannonball Run on The Doctrine, though.
Yeah, Cannonball Run.
That's
I loved
one of my favorite movies of all time.
It is. I love it.
The first one, yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Roger Moore was in that playing himself.
But not really.
Right, but not really. And then
no, he was. He was Roger Moore.
He was Roger Moore. Yeah. But then he had lunch with his mother, and his mother's like this old, you know.
And he pulls the gun on her.
Woman. Yeah. She's like, "Hey, why are you going around pretending like you're some goyim named Roger Moore?"
Oh man! Oh, it was as a Michael Caine. He texted. He was like, "I'll never. Things will never be the same again. My best friend in the whole wide world is gone."
Oh, that's sad.
So sad.
Oh. I'm wrong, by the way. It was a James Bond movie, but I thought for some reason it wasn't a James Bond movie.
Nice try, Tim.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, I just farted.
It's great.
Okay,
it's great.
Octopussy was a good movie because they were on that train and it was a circus.
Yeah,
there's a nuclear bomb on it. I like both of the Timothy Dalton movies, but you can tell they didn't have a budget when they made both of them. Mm. Nobody likes Timothy Dalton.
No.
But I didn't mind them. And I like the Pierce Brosnan movies. But they don't have the fun anymore that they used to have. They're too serious now.
I don't know. I love the last
They're good movies.
Yeah, they're good-ass movies.
They're good movies, but they aren't Bond movies where you have that sense of humor and the cheekiness. And the...
Yeah.
No, they're like hardcore. They're like, they're films.
Yes.
Yeah. But you can't be like that anymore, though. Those were so 70s and 80s.
Right.
The one that Craig did with Javier Bardem, though, is the villain. That was a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great movie.
God. That was the first one that Daniel Craig did?
No. The Casino Royale was the first one.
Right.
And then the second one, I think, sucked balls.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
And then the
it's
third
the one.
It's
the one that Adele did the theme to.
Yeah. And then the last one was pretty good, too. Spectre. That one was really good.
So I heard that one was
so
bad.
So rest in peace, Sir Roger Moore.
Oh, right. Such a classy, classy dude.
He was.
Now, he was older than Sean Connery?
Yeah.
I know.
89.
I know, that blew me away.
What did Eric say today that Roger Moore wanted to make a movie with all the James Bonds?
Yeah, like the Expendables or something.
And Sean
like
Connery
that.
Wouldn't do it.
Yeah, he's a dick.
What's your problem, you old fuck?
Well,
you make a
he's
league
retired.
Of. Oh, he made that. You're the dog, man. You're the man now, dog.
Well, I mean, yeah, he came back. Well, yeah.
Remember that dumb movie? Which what was one? That? It was the guy who was teaching some black kid how to play chess. You're the man now, dog.
Wait a minute. Wait, that wasn't that a good movie? I thought that
no,
was a good movie.
No, it was awful.
Wait, who was in that?
Forrest Whitaker?
That wasn't Ghost Dog.
No.
No.
That was a
oh, and that's something about Washington Squares or something. I don't know.
All I remember is, you're the man now, dog. Oh, come on. That's when they were throwing Sean Connery and everything.
No.
The League of Distinguished Gentlemen.
Yes.
Or the League of what is
ordinary,
it called?
Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Whatever.
Well, you know, maybe he just was like.
Finding Forrester.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe it's just like, I don't think this is going to be cool. We're all in Depends out here trying to be James Bond.
Well, you made that awful movie with Lorraine Bracco where they're going to the Brazil to find some sort of cure for disease. And you kept calling her Bronx.
Oh, yeah.
Bronx.
Oh, God. What the hell was it? It wasn't Lorenzo's Oil. It wasn't Mosquito Coast. It was
Medicine Man.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
Terrible movie.
Yeah. It wasn't good.
Horrible. What we're doing to Roger Moore? We're talking about Sean Connery.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Roger Moore didn't do anything other than James Bond, as far as I know.
And Sherlock Holmes in that one movie.
Well, all right.
That's true. He really didn't do anything else, you know, except for Cannonball Run.
Cannonball Run. Yeah.
It's too bad. They could have had him be Doctor Who if it was at one point.
Yeah. He's,
well, he would have been a good doctor.
You don't go from James Bond to Doctor Who. Please.
Well, James Bond is a Time Lord.
You watching Doctor Who this season?
Yeah.
I'm not.
So you're trying to say David Tennant couldn't be James Bond?
You and your 4chan buddies are all mad because there's a black lesbian on this season.
That's not why I'm mad.
Yes, it is.
I just think it's boring.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's been pretty good.
Yeah, I could see Tim boycotting because of it.
So Doctor Who's a black lesbian?
Yeah.
No. His companion is a black lesbian. An African-American.
She's not an African American. She's British.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
See, that's I tell you.
So now what do you
throw
say?
That fucking AA around?
Yeah.
Too casually.
African English, is that what you call them?
Well, I think you offend people sometimes with that.
Who?
People that aren't African American.
Well,
you
sure
say
it
they're African American.
Yeah. Dave Matthews is an African American.
Right.
Yeah.
If he's a citizen now, he's from South Africa.
Yeah.
We're going down a weird road.
Yeah, we are.
Lousy, stinking foreigner.
Going down a weird road.
But yeah, that's the only reason you're not watching it. And you should be watching it because Capaldi's been really great and he's going to die this season.
I know, and it's going to be a woman.
No, it's not.
It's going to be an actor. It'll probably be gay, though. I mean, the BBC, all they do is shove that down your throat. Hey, look how great we are.
Oh, we show the gay?
Yeah.
Does anybody watch the I Love Dick show?
I don't.
Nope.
The ratings were bad on it. That's why I tried it.
I was curious about it, but I haven't tried it yet.
I heard that was your favorite show, though.
I love Dick. It's just my favorite thing that I love to say.
I love Dick.
That's what they're going to put on Iris' tombstone.
I love Dick. I don't know. Eric's one of the biggest Doctor Who fans I know, and he says it's even a little too preachy for him.
Yeah.
So, oh, God. What else?
Eric's into some crazy stuff, man. He's a big Lynch guy.
Loves the Rolling Stones.
Well, that's not
crazy. Not crazy.
No.
Flaming Lips is crazy.
Flaming Lips have three good albums, maybe four. Other than that,
I never got it.
They turned into a noise band.
I did watch that documentary about them that he was, you know, that he loved so much.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting, but I still never got into the music.
Did you guys see Katy Perry awkwardly dancing on Saturday Night Live? That she's had so many people make fun of her.
Really? Was she the musical guest? I didn't watch it.
Yeah, she her first song, she brought out the backpack kid from Lawrenceville. She had like these drag queens on for her Swish Swish song.
Mm-hmm.
And then this kid that lives in Lawrenceville, he has this 450,000 Instagram followers or whatever, and he does this weird dance with his arms.
Mm-hmm.
So she had him on first, and then the second song, Migos, they feature on her second song, and so they're sitting there, so they get up on this table, and they're doing their rap, and then she gets up on the table, and she just kind of tards out. I don't know what the fuck happened to her, but I don't know if she was trying to be cool or what, but she's been...
What did she do?
She
the whole
tries,
song was about eating her...
Vagina.
Her oral
hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bon appetit, baby.
Oh, fuck you.
But
she's laying there like... And there's all this food laying around her, and she's, like, making all these innuendos and stuff, and I was like, whatever.
Yeah, and then she's got Quavo, Offset, and Takeoff standing there around her, and they're all doing their raps or whatever. And then towards the end, like, she's trying to dance, and she can't dance. Then she tries to hand Quavo an apricot or something, and he just throws it on the floor. And then this was the most awkward part, was when she tries to get Takeoff to talk into a banana phone, which was... very weird.
She's weird.
It was. I think she's going through something.
Must be.
Yeah, with the haircut and
going through that Monarch programming is wearing off. So they need more. They need to inject her with more MK Ultra.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of attention seeking going. She's doing her Miley Cyrus thing right now.
Mm-hmm. So. Miley Cyrus is a clean cut young lady now.
Yeah, she's reverted back.
Yeah. She fucked Terry Richardson a couple times. You know that guy, that photographer in New York?
Oh, no.
Okay. Google him. He's an interesting fellow.
Oh, okay.
He's an interesting guy.
Yeah. I'm not going to insult the guy. I mean, the guy's Interesting.
Oh, but The Rock on Saturday Night Live, too.
Was that good?
Oh, it was good. It was good. One of my favorite sketches was the Mad Scientist Convention, where you're supposed to come up with the most evil invention, and he invented a robot to molest children. Oh, my God. And the people in the audience were so scared to laugh. Did you hear that, Jeff? Oh my, it was so great. And the other mad scientists were like, oh, my God. What the f-? And he was like, well, you know, Mussolini used to make people drink castor oil till they diarrhea to death. I mean, isn't that the field goal that we're going for? The goalposts? I mean, and they were like, well, how do you teach it to molest? He says, well, I molest the robot, and then the cycle continues.
This guy's going to be our next president.
Yeah, that's what he announced
at the beginning of the show, him and Tom Hanks.
Him and Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks for vice president.
Tom Hanks.
He's like, what I heard the audio. I didn't watch him. He's like, I've been in like 10 wars.
Giddy up. I'll
Wouldn't
vote
that
for
be
him.
Interesting if that's the way our country is for the next 40 or 50 years?
It's the beginning. Yeah.
We're really getting to Idiocracy if Dwayne Johnson.
I don't know. Dwayne Johnson seems, I don't know.
Seems like a hard.
He's a cool ass dude. I'd vote for him.
It sounds great when you're running and then you get in there and you're like Trump. Like, whoa, I can't do anything.
I wish I had my old life back.
I bet he does.
I think the difference is Dwayne would actually surround himself with people that knew what the fuck they were doing and he would stay off Twitter.
Well, yeah, he would stay off Twitter. Other than Spicer and a couple others I can think of, they're all seasoned people who've worked in administrations before. So,
but they can't seem to shut him up.
They have now. They have people that have corralled him.
You think they smashed his phone while he's overseas?
No, they just said you can't do that shit. And then you know he would have been tweeting about the Pope the way the Pope treated him.
This fucker.
That son of a bitch, Frank. Pope Frank. I gave him a book by Martin Luther King Jr. and he gave me some knickknacks from the Vatican.
Read your book.
Read your stupid book. Not the Martin Luther King one. The other one was stupid.
And sir, what happened when you tried to hold your wife's hand there?
She batted it away.
You know, the reports were she was all set to divorce his ass before this election.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Tough cookies.
But I'm sure Putin called her up and was like, we'll kill you. And
you cannot break up with my good friend Donald. That's going to be a good show. Oliver Stone interviewing Putin on Showtime. I'm going to watch
what?
That.
What? I haven't heard about this.
Oh, yeah. They've been showing the previews for it. It's
Oliver Stone's interviewing Putin on Showtime.
Yeah.
It's a miniseries.
Yeah, miniseries. Four or five episodes.
But is this going to be some Al Capone's fault shit?
No, it's going to be an interview. Those Frost Nixon tapes?
Yeah.
I have all of them. They're fantastic.
Yeah, I want to watch that. Movie was great.
Yeah, it was. You guys watching The Americans?
No.
Nope.
Okay. It's almost over.
I'd like to.
I think it is over. Speaking of who died, SNL's losing, what, three people?
Yeah.
Bobby Moynihan. Now, why is he? He has a sitcom.
His show got picked up on CBS.
CBS. So he's got a job for the next 10 years because CBS never cancels anything.
They canceled Two Broke Girls.
Well, it must not have been getting ratings.
That's been like 10 years.
Two huge reasons. Yeah.
Who else is leaving?
Vanessa Bayer.
Vanessa Bayer. I like her a lot.
Sashir Zameda.
Yeah.
Sashir Zameda. Who cares? But
I like her.
She's never in anything.
Well, that's kind of the point. I think that's why she's leaving.
I know. So she needs to go. She's good. She needs to go find something that, you know, shows her off and her abilities.
I mean, yeah. She is very good, and she's a great stand-up.
Yeah. Well, that's what she should do, tour and be a good stand-up, because that show wasn't giving her anything.
Mm-mm.
You know? It's all the same people over and over again.
They're really going to miss Vanessa Bayer. Oh, my God.
She's great.
She fucking carries that show.
Yeah. Well, what is she doing?
I don't know what she's doing. She'll probably get movies and stuff.
Do you think she'll be as big as the blondie there?
Amy Schumer?
No, the lesbian.
McKinnon?
Yeah.
No,
she don't have the looks.
McKinnon's great, man.
She's got that. She's so she's cute, but she's got a gopher mouth. So there's only so far you can go with that.
Get off her back. She had cancer.
Oh,
I know, but what are you going to do?
Give her a break. Her husband was killed. Remember that?
No.
Talking about Jackie Onassis, and he goes, give her a break, her husband was killed.
Yeah. Oh, you talking about on The Simpsons?
Yeah, it was a year ago. Comes into mind. So
that wasn't Homer's review of that movie Jackie that came out a while ago?
Give her a break, her husband was killed. guys.
Yes?
Thank you for coming in tonight to do the show.
Well,
yeah.
You know,
thank you for coming in to do the show.
No.
It's what we do.
It's you guys are the ones that.
No, you.
You're
good.
There would be no show without you.
What?
I'm trying to think if we should do Redbox Troll or not. It just seems ham-handed to fist it in there.
Well, then don't.
Everybody
do it.
Wanted it though. You put out on Facebook. What do you want to hear? And everybody was like, RBT.
All right. You want to know real?
Do you want me to? Why don't you get into it naturally?
Well, yeah.
All right.
Organically.
Well, let's see. Somehow. I mean, what were the new releases this week?
I can tell you what my favorite James Bond movie was.
What was your favorite James Bond?
He which just popped right in here.
You want to know?
Yes.
Yeah. Moonraker.
Why?
Because it's a space shuttle before the space shuttle ever flew or ever flew. And it has jaws in it.
Synopsis.
The shark.
Rated PG.
Remember the shark fights him in space?
Oh, yeah.
And then he surfs the shark through the atmosphere and lands in the ocean, and the shark's okay.
They raked the hell out of the movie.
I know they did. They went up there with rakes, and they just raked the moon like it was a giant beach. There were leaves on it.
They had that big comb from Spaceballs.
They had to get rid of some leaves. What's that?
So they had that big comb from Spaceballs.
That's right. So rest in peace, Roger
No More.
Daltrey.
Was he related to Agnes Moorehead from Bewitched? She was a good actress, Agnes Moorehead. She didn't like Durwood.
Oh, she didn't? Oh, that's right, she didn't.
She called Darren Durwood.
Dabney, yeah.
Did you like the first Darren or the second Darren?
I didn't know they were.
What?
You don't know that Dick York and Dick Sargent both played?
I do now, but I did not.
Dick York had a bad back.
Oh,
that's why he had to stop playing. And then Dick Sargent was a gay guy, and he died of AIDS. Sad. This week in the Red Box, Rock Dog. Rock Dog, rated R, stars a dog.
What?
Who is the lead singer of a band, and he just barks. But they're a very popular deathcore band.
I've heard that.
And they tour around, and the dog just barks. And then he meets a poodle. And he gets her pregnant. She has six puppies, and the puppies disappear. And then he's got to go find the puppies, and he brings them all back. One of them's deaf, and he teaches her how to speak dog sign language.
Is this a real movie?
It's called Rock Dog, didn't you see?
I feel like you just, this is your own script that you came up with in the box.
Rated R.
I don't believe
also
this.
New in Redbox.
It's a real title.
Logan.
Oh.
Yes.
What is this about?
Joe Rogan?
No, that's Joe Rogan. Oh. Logan is about a boy who was raised by wolves, who gets found, and then gets his own show on ABC in the late 70s. It doesn't get picked up for a second season, and that guy goes on to be S.A. Morales. Get Out. Rated R.
Oh, God.
Bunch of black people. Are being held captive by whites. A white girl brings home her black boyfriend to hang out with their white family, and then they try to do something to him.
They make him play bingo.
They make him play bingo and listen to Wilco.
That's torture for anyone.
And, well, especially if you're black. Wilco makes your ears bleed. And then they watch that show, Portlandia.
Oh, my God. That isn't... I can't imagine.
That is torture.
Rated R.
Worse than a human centipede.
XXX is a movie about exes.
Ex-boyfriends. Ex-
is this a sequel to XX?
It's a sequel to YYY. No, wait. It's a prequel to YYY. Yeah. I can't think of my...
You don't know your alphabet.
I'm a troll. What do you expect?
I'm a troll.
So that's the movies that are out now.
Oh. Thank you. I'll choose...
What did you get from the Red Box, Steph? I saw you were at the Red Box.
Well, I was going to get Hidden Figures based on the troll's recommendation last week, but they did not have it on Blu-ray. And
oh, yeah, you need a movie like that to be high quality. I need that in high def.
You're a Blu-ray snob.
Yeah.
Well, my husband...
It's not like an action movie.
Well, my husband acts like he can't see a movie if it's not on Blu-ray.
Okay.
Like, he's blinded.
I didn't know that.
His eyes go blind. So
sorry we made fun of
you. It has to be in Blu-ray.
Everything's blurry.
He only sees in 1048. Yeah. What is it? 1080 or
1080p?
Yeah, 1080p. Yeah.
All right. So you guys want to do some staff picks?
Okay.
I'll start. Ready?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Okay.
Start.
All right. This movie came out on Netflix in March. It's called Get Me, Roger Stone. Now, are you familiar with Roger Stone?
Yes, I tried to watch this movie, but it made me so mad I had to shut it off.
Why did it make you mad?
Because it's infuriating to me that he's made a career out of this.
That kid that we went to band with in like fifth grade?
Yeah. Boom, tap, boom, tap, boom, tap, 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 boom. I don't wanna. Anyway, no, his name is Roger Black.
And I've seen him on Bill Maher, you know, a few times in the past.
Mm-hmm. The movie is great. I think you should give it a chance. And just divorce your political ideals from watching this movie. Because the liberals made it. The liberals made it.
I'm not a libtards. I'm not a liberal.
What are you and your 4chan buddy saying about it?
I don't talk.
What kind of memes have you posted about it?
I don't post memes. No. I wasn't part of the meme war. I was just an observer.
He likes memes.
No.
What kind of shit posts have you done about it?
I do a lot of shit posting, but I haven't done any shit posting about it. I'm not a meme maker, but I'm a shit poster. Get Me Roger Stone is a documentary about Roger Stone, who is a political hitman. A political guy who runs campaigns and knows how to do the campaign thing. He got started in the Nixon administration when he was very young, was actually called as a witness in Watergate.
Yeah.
He helped propel Reagan to the White House. He helped propel George H.W. Bush to the White House. Now, I'll point this out, and you can see this in the movie. In the 1992 election and in the 1996 election, the Reform Party was in place. So you had... in 92, you had the incumbent President Bush, you had Clinton, and then you had Ross Perot.
Oh, yeah.
In a finish and on your tits. So the Reform Party kept it from being a 50% win for Clinton, and that happened twice. Got reelected. Perot, of course, did run again in 96. 2000 comes along. Perot's not going to run again. But the party still exists, and they're on ballots in all 50 states. Roger Stone convinces Pat Buchanan to get the nomination for the Reform Party, so he leaves the Republican Party and runs for the nomination. Meanwhile, Roger Stone also says to Trump, you know, you ought to go out and say you're going to run. So Trump goes around the country, goes to New Hampshire, goes to Iowa. I don't know if I'm going to run or not. Anyway, it totally destroys the Reform Party. Those people get disillusioned, and dun-da-da, Bush wins. So... don't, if you're a liberal out there and you're mad at Roger or at Ralph Nader, stop being mad at Ralph Nader, because Ralph Nader is not why you lost. Roger Stone is why you lost. So, anyway.
Sounds interesting.
You have to be a political junkie in order to like the movie. I'm a sort of a political junkie. I don't really care about either party, especially now, but the movie's very entertaining.
Did you see over the weekend where he said that he wanted to puke when
Who?
He saw... Roger Stone, he said he wanted to puke when he saw Trump take that medal.
Yeah, from Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. He looks like he has encephalitis.
Why did he want to puke?
Because he was disgusted.
Because he's one of those guys that doesn't like the Saudis. He'd rather deal with the Iranians.
Yeah.
And I guess he says, I mean, Trump's kind of cut him off.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah, we're still buddies. Don't you worry. Don't worry, Roger. You and Steve Bannon, best buddy. And then a real quick shout out to a YouTube channel I found by a guy named Andy Rayfelt. He just does weird versions of songs. Like there's a ska version of Over the Mountain with Ozzy.
Yeah.
And he does metal versions of Jolene.
Ooh. Jolene! Well, that sounds interesting. Jolene!
Oh, wait, he has his band. Like he actually plays.
He remixes the songs.
Oh, I see.
So I'll post it later if you want to take a look at it. So that's mine.
All right.
Jeff?
I just wanted to say MomoCon starts this weekend, or starts Thursday, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But
Stan still involved in that?
Yeah, since we're buddies with Dan, we should mention
shout
that.
Shout out to Dan Carroll.
MomoCon starts this weekend, if you're interested in going. Pinky and the Brain are going to be there, the voice actors.
Oh.
Where is MomoCon?
I think it's at Georgia World Congress Center, but don't quote me on that.
All right, if you want to find out about MomoCon, which is MomoCon, what, the largest gaming convention in the world? Go to MomoCon, that's MomoCon.com.
Memorial Day weekend, huh?
Yes.
Seems very
I think it's over
patriotic.
Before. I think it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then it finishes.
So you have plenty of time to go.
Yeah.
Are you going to go?
No.
But everybody else should.
I was going to set up a date for us, but fine.
If you're interested.
Oh. Yeah.
The Pinky and the Rain guys would be the only people that I would.
Pinky and the Rain?
Pinky and the Brain.
Oh. Yeah, I used to watch that cartoon after school.
Pinky and the Rain.
What are we going to do today?
Yeah. Same Rob Paulsen and Maurice LaMarche. I've seen Maurice LaMarche, I think, at Dragon Con before, but I haven't seen
him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did a lot of voices for Futurama, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Whose voices did he do on there?
The Jamaican guy.
Oh, okay.
And others, you know.
Oh, okay.
I just know him from the Dangerfield specials.
Yeah.
Ira?
I picked a Fresh Air show, podcast, whatever. Well, you can find it on podcast now, from last Friday, which they did a 30-year tribute to The Simpsons.
Nice.
30 years.
Can you find that online?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have the cast on there, or what did what was the show about?
They just compiled interviews that Terry Gross did
over the years,
but I mean, they just took the best parts of
right.
Like everybody was on. You know, they started with Matt Groening, of course.
I'm Terry Gross.
I mean, it was great. I was cracking up just listening to some of the stuff. But you know, they recanted all the stories, how they got hired to play the parts. You know, interviewed Julie Kavner. And, you know, talking about her voice. She's like, yeah, I've always sounded like this.
Rhoda.
Homer, have you been up all night eating tea?
And,
64 slices of American cheese.
She's
asking
think
I'm blind.
Hank Azaria about, you know, doing Wiggum and stuff. And talking about singing on the show. And he's like, well, actually, I don't like singing in my normal voice. I like singing in character. He's like, it's a lot easier to sing like Wiggum. <Yeah. laughs> and they talk about Itchy and Scratchy. And I don't know, it was a great compilation of interviews about The Simpsons. So if you like The Simpsons, you'll love it. So that's Fresh Air.
Yeah,
I'm going to check it out.
For sure.
Yeah, go to the NPR website and find Fresh Air. They have it listed from Friday. And then real quick, I also heard Griffin Dunn and Bill Burr on the same episode on Mark Maron podcast from, I guess it's the latest one.
Oh, cool.
But Griffin Dunn, I mean, he was in two of like my favorite movies, which is American Werewolf in London and After Hours.
Oh. Yeah. I thought you were going to say Johnny Dangerously.
Give me a break. His sister was
Yeah, you know, I forgot about Johnny Dangerously.
I thought you were going to say, who's that girl?
Oh, no.
Ah, that is... Yeah.
But did you guys like After Hours? Have we talked about After Hours before?
Yeah, I like
Scorsese.
After
Hours. Yeah. I mean, that's a crazy movie. And I didn't realize that he had so much to do with that movie. I guess he produced it or wrote it or something.
Shouldn't hang him on a hook.
Kind of.
Piscopo.
My mother hung me on a hook once. Once.
Piscopo's best work.
No, his best work is his radio show that he does in New York City for The Answer.
Oh, now you mean?
Yeah, of course.
Oh. Have you seen him lately?
Yeah, he looks like an old man.
Yeah, he looks like an Asian man. Yep.
Is he had the surgery?
Yeah, I imagine so.
Yeah, that's sad.
Oh, well.
Thank you, Ira.
No problem.
Okay.
Stephanie?
Well, my top pick, of course, which I've been dying for this, me and Jeff both, Neon Joe returned on Monday in another 5-day event. He's has a new episode on every single night this week on Adult Swim. Starting on Monday, so they've already aired 2 episodes so far. The third one will be tonight or whatever. But it's just as hilarious as it was last season. Neon Joe starts out, he's running his own bar now. And, well, he was at the beginning. But mm-hmm. The first 2 episodes have been great. So if you have never watched Neon Joe, please check it. John Glazer is hysterical as this character. He's so fucking funny. I mean, I watch it and I cry. I swear to God, and every time you think it's going to be old, he'll do it in another way, and it fucking kills me every single time he does it. But
awesome.
Anyway, Neon Joe, and then Friday, I can't wait, Bloodline, the third and final season is dropping on Netflix.
Ooh, Caitlin and I will watch that next week.
I'm going to binge the shit out of it. We finally get to see Kevin's stupid ass kill Marco, as you know, blah, blah, blah. So we get to see what the hell happens with that, and they're going to tie all this up. And then lastly, since it's Memorial Day weekend coming up, Brad Pitt's War Machine.
That looks pretty good.
It does look good. And him playing General McChrystal.
Yeah.
That looks pretty, and it looks funny, too. So... But anyway,
you ever had one of those from McDonald's, the McCrystal?
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, delicious.
The Crystal and McDonald's did a crossover.
But that's Friday. Oh, and one last thing.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
As many as you want.
Last podcast on the left this last week, the Carl Panzeram serial killer that they did.
I'm so behind on
that
show.
They did the part one of it, and they just did his backstory. We're going to get part two, I guess, next week when we get into the killings that he did. His backstory, how they can make this funny, the fucking torture that turned this man into what he became, I don't know how they do it. They're brilliant. The three of them are brilliant, how they can make this funny.
They're great.
They're incredible. My coworker, I was telling my coworker about it that I share the office with, and I'm like, she loves serial killer stuff. I'm like, but they make it funny. And she was like, how the fuck is that possible? And I played her the podcast. We listened to it. She was like, this is crazy. How is this funny?
That's great.
Yeah. So anyway, last podcast on the left, Carl Panzeram.
We're all invited to go down and watch some film and Your Pretty Face is going to hell next month, I think.
What?
Yeah, I told you guys.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
You did not.
I told you, Tim.
I don't remember.
You got to start remembering things.
We're invited next month.
Well, send that email again because I want to set it up. Do we know what day?
No, we haven't made anything official yet.
All right. Well, yeah, we definitely want to go to
That a fish. I want to be there.
Normally have people watching that, or is it just like we can just hang out?
No, I think it's just going to be like a quick set visit. I don't know if we'll get to record with anybody or anything like that. But
shit, I want to see it. Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, before we go, thank you to our patrons. You guys are the producers. We got Wendy Muller, Mac Kennan, Zach Pittman, JB, Beth Van Elswick, also known as Angel, Lou Caniglio, Mike Hall, David C. Funk, Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Matt Tenaglia, Amber Gilpatrick,
the Queen,
Garrett Kemble, Keith Tate, Herb Lamb, and Jose Parales. So thank you guys very, 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 and very, very
much. Muchas gracias.
John Mark Lindell. John, if I leave here tomorrow,
would you still remember me?
Because I must be
coming on now.
Let's just get to the end.
Because Curtis Slow was the finest picker to ever play.
You can't end with that. You end with Freebird.
Sorry.
I just really feel like you should bring your harmonica in here sometime, Zyra. And fucking
harmonica on its own sense.
Are we doing a show Monday?
Just Michael Winslow, that shit.
Are we doing a show Monday?
I told you I'll do it.
Jeff?
Oh, it's...
did you want to go out of town or something?
Everybody else is doing it.
Well, did you want to do something else? You don't have to be. You can.
You know me. I'm hit or miss.
If Ira does it, I'll do it.
Oh, shit.
No, seriously, if you don't want to, I mean, we can be fine.
Ira said he's in? Are you in,
Ira? No, we'll see.
I never said I'm in.
It's Memorial Day. If you don't want to come, you don't have to come.
I'll consider. I'll see what's going on.
Tim was going to do war movies.
I'm going to be at the pool. We have a local pool, and we're going to have, like, a cheesy party over there.
Hey, what's going on over there?
I'm going to be hammered by the time I get
off Marietta Road.
What, we're talking about local ordinances?
We don't need to. What's going on Panola Road? They got some paddles.
Yeah, there's a bunch of cones and no parking signs and shit. You see all that over there? Marietta Road.
They're shooting bad moms over there.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Bad moms too? Okay.
Yeah, Mila Kunis is going to be over there. Kristen Bell.
I wonder what the hell is going on over there.
Trying to get a peek at that Kunis.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over there. It's like a street behind mine.
All right, guys.
Wait, can I plug one little thing?
Please.
The King Cake and the Boogie Woogies is going to be featured on this Australian kids radio show.
Really?
Yeah.
As like their album of the week.
That's awesome. You got to send us a link so we can promote it.
Good eye, kids.
I'm going to be.
Good eye. Here we go. King Cake and the Boogie Woogies. Don't forget to brush your teeth.
So the website is called kinderling.com.
Kinderlingus.
But when they do it, send us the link and we'll put it up.
I will. Yeah, I'm going to be.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
About it. No, I mean, you know.
Finally, something in Australia that won't kill the kids.
Yeah. It's not a funnel spider or Wolf Creek.
Yes, shit.
That guy. I love that movie.
Oh,
I'm going to cut your head off. Hey. All right. Until next week, remember,
keep it
canon.
On the Bobby.
With your friends who are gay.
Two Faces Radio.